Okay, so today's daf is Gimel Amud Aleph. We're just going to review quickly. We were in the middle of a discussion yesterday. The Gemara had a three-way machlokas, how to qualify the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, that a sukkah higher than 20 amos is possible. Rabbi Yehuda said that it was good, it could be as high as you want. And the Gemara had two opinions that debate is only when it's a very, very small sukkah. If it's a wider sukkah, so then that would be good according to everybody. And then we had a third opinion that said, no, the whole debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim is only when the walls do not reach the schach, there's some airspace. But if the walls reach the schach, even Chacham will agree it could be as tall as you want. So we had a debate when it came to Hilni Amalka, the queen. So there's a debate between Chacham and Yehuda whether or not her sukkah was kosher or not, because it was very tall. So this debate, it's unlikely to say that this debate was about a small sukkah, because she didn't sit in a small sukkah. She had probably had a large sukkah. She was the queen. So this seems to be a proof that the debate must be about when the walls did not reach the sukkah. And it is likely that the queen had walls that didn't reach the schach, because it was nice to have some airflow to go through. But to say that the machlokas is about when it's only a small sukkah, but when it's a large sukkah, everyone agrees, hard to say that she was sitting in a small sukkah, and that's why they were arguing. So the Gemara, if we take it from three lines from the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, Amar Rabba, so Rabba answers, Amar Rabba bar Rav Ada lo nitzcha ela l'sukkah ha'asuya kitonios. We're talking about a case where a sukkah was made several small sukkahs, and that's what they're arguing about. The Gemara finds that problematic. It makes sense that a queen sits in small sukkahs? That's very unlikely. So Amar Rav Ashi lo nitzcha ela l'kitonios sheba. No, we're referring to, there was obviously a very large sukkah, she was the queen, but there are smaller sukkahs within the larger sukkah. Rashi explains three lines from the top. The Kotonios Sheba, Sukkah Gedola Lebnei Mesibasa. There was a large sukkah for the people sitting at the Mesiba, at the party, at the meal. The Kitonios Kitana Besocha Letzinios. And there was a small one that was within the larger one. That was for Tzinios, where she, the queen, sat in her own privacy. The Kitonios Yasman, that's where she sat. Vavagav de Psula, even though it was Pasal Sukkah, it was very small. Lo ich paslan de Isha Patur Min HaSukkah. That didn't bother the Chachamim, because the woman herself is Pater from sitting in the sukkah, because the mitzvah says, I say, she has my grandma. Okay, so how does that relate to the children? Their whole point was from the children. They had seven children, and one of them at least must have been the age of chinuch. So the Gemara explains, what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? So the Gemara says that Rabban and Savri, the Rabban were of the opinion that Baneha Besukkah Ma'al Yahavi Yasveh, that the children, her son, sat in the larger sukkah, the kosher sukkah, the Ihi Yasubi Kitonios Mishum Tznusa, but she herself sat in the smaller sukkah for Tznias, for she was being modest. That's why they said nothing to her, because since the Chachamim were sitting in the larger sukkah, that's why it was a good sukkah, because it was a large sukkah. Once it's large, according to this opinion, everybody agrees in a large sukkah, even though it's very tall, it's going to be kosher. And the children were actually sitting in the larger sukkah, and she was sitting in the small sukkah. No need to say anything. But responds Rabbi Yehuda Savar Banei Gava Hava Yasve, the children were sitting next to her in her small sukkah. Even though it was very small and it was very tall, it was still mutter to sit in there. And this is why Rabbi Yehuda held that this is a proof that a very tall sukkah is kosher even though it's very small. And that is how they get out of this problem. That's the way they explain this discussion of Hilni Hamalka. Okay, the Gemara now goes on to discuss further about the shear of the sukkah. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Halacha Tzricha Shetei Mechazek Es Rosho V'Rubo V'Shulchano. The halacha is that you have to be able to hold, the sukkah has to have enough size to hold the person's head, most of his body, and a table. So a number of interesting things come out of this halacha. One is that the Lashon Halacha, actually I shouldn't say this, halacha, yeah, I'll say it here. The Prima Gadim understands the halacha of the shear of sukkah to be a halacha Moshe Mitzinai. It's halacha Moshe Mitzinai. So the Be'er Halacha writes, I don't understand how the Prima Gadim could write that that's halacha Moshe Mitzinai, because we see there's a machlokas here. And the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Mamrim that when it comes to halacha Moshe Mitzinai, there can never be a machlokas. So if you think the shear of the sukkah is going to be halacha Moshe Mitzinai, we find a wide range of shearim. If it's rubo, is it rosha, rubo, shachano? Is it seven tvachim by seven tvachim? It's a number of different opinions. So obviously this cannot be halacha Moshe Mitzinai. So the two answers given. One is that the Brisker Rav writes that Mishkara writes in, I think it's in Temura, that you're right, when Moshe, there really halach Moshe Mishinai, there can never be a machlokas. But we know there are certain times where Moshe Rabbeinu got upset, he got angry, and he forgot a lot of the halachas, and then later at some point, the halachas were re-figured out, re-remembered. But still, once those certain halachas were lost, then you can find the machlokas, because as you're trying to remember what the halachas were, there can be such a debate. It's only those halachas that we never lost the tradition, that Moshe Rabbeinu never forgot, that's the only time where we say halacha Moshe Mishinai has now machlokas. So it's very possible to say that the case of Sukkah was one of the halachas that Moshe Rabbeinu had forgotten, and that's why we find such a debate. The Nitziv writes in his Hakdama to the She'iltos that no, there's a machlokas, how to understand the words hilchasa. When the Gemara says hilchasa, Rashi, this has halacha here, but let's say the Gemara were to say hilchasa, we saw this in the Gemara Yuma, Rashi always interprets hilchasa to mean halacha l'moshe Mishinai. But that's not necessarily the true definition according to the Rambam. The Rambam's application of halacha l'moshe Mishinai is only when it says halacha l'moshe Mishinai, which is much more limited. But when the Gemara says hilchasa, that means there's a mesorah, there's a tradition for such a halacha, but not a tradition that goes so far back to halacha l'moshe Mishinai. So when the Primer Gadam understands this case to be sukkah, we could say that this case of sukkah is halacha l'moshe Mishinai. One could say, no. The Primer Gadam is misunderstanding this. This is not halacha l'moshe Mishinai. This is a mesorah as to the shear of the sukkah, but it doesn't fall into the category of halacha l'moshe Mishinai, and that's why we find such a machlokas. Okay, then the Gemara says, Amar Lei Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Abba says, Kiman Kibeshamai. Who holds this way? That it has to be the shear. It's going to be a shear of the person's head, Rubo V'Shulchan. No, that's Beishamai. Amarlei Ela Kiman. Okay, so you're right. That's like who it's like. I agree. Beishamai is the one who holds this way. So the Gemara says, Ikadami, there are those who say, Amar Rabbi Abba Damar L'chamani. They asked who is the author of this braisa. And Amarlei Beishamai. Lo sozuz mina, Beishamai is the author, and don't move away from this. This is what the halacha is, and don't think otherwise. So maskiv la, so this is how we paskin, actually. We paskin like Beishamai, that this is the shear. So the Gemara says, maskila Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, mimai de Beishamai Beis Hillel besukkah ketana pligi. How do you know Beishamai and Beis Hillel are actually arguing about a small sukkah? Dilma besukkah gedola pligi. Maybe they're arguing about a larger sukkah. Did we see Beishamai and Beis Hillel yesterday? I don't remember. We saw their opinions yesterday. I don't think we saw it quoted yet. But the Mishnah later on tells us that Mishaya Rosh of Ruba was Sukkah, the Shechana B'Sukkah Bayis. A person is sitting in the Sukkah and his table's in the house. Is that a good Sukkah? Beis Shammai says it's pasul. Beis Hillel says it's a kasher sukkah. So the Gemara at this point thinks that they're arguing about a very small sukkah where you cannot fit the table in it. So Beis Shammai requires you to fit the table in it, and Beis Hillel says it's okay if the sukkah is outside the if the table is outside the sukkah. So when we have this halacha above that the sukkah has to be large enough to fit a person's body and his table, that seems to be like Beis Shammai, who in the Mishnah later on tells us if you have a sukkah and the shulchan's outside the sukkah, then it's a pasul. It's a pasul sukkah. You need the shulchan to be in the sukkah. So Gemara says, how do you know that Mishnah later on, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is talking about a small sukkah? That you need the table to be in there in terms of size. Maybe Dilma the Gemara says, Besukkah gedola pligi. They're talking about a large sukkah. Ukigon de Yosef apuma de metalalsa. He's sitting at the edge of the sukkah. Even though it's a large sukkah, he decides to sit by the entrance or the exit of the sukkah. V'shulchan besukkah bayis. And his house is, let's say, his sukkah is attached to the house. And the table's inside the, in the house. So even though there's enough room to have the table inside the sukkah, but happens to be the way it's situated is where the table is actually inside the house, maybe that's where they're arguing about, that there's a concern, that Gemara says, Debei Shammai Savri Gazrinan Shammai Yimashich Acha Shulchano. The concern is, if the table is inside the house, the person might be drawn inside the house and end up eating inside the house. So you're supposed to eat in the sukkah. Fundamentally speaking, there's no problem that the shulchan's inside the table, but simply a gzeri might be drawn in. And Beis Hillel held that you don't, we're not concerned. If the person is actually sitting in the house, in the sukkah rather, and his table's inside the house, we're not concerned he might get pulled inside. That's machlokas, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, whether table is outside the house, whether it's kosher. But it's not saying that the size of the sukkah itself has to be able to fit the room of a shulchan. Nothing to do with a small sukkah. They're talking about even a larger sukkah. But by a small sukkah, we don't know if you need to have room of a shulchan. So the Gemara says, V'dekanami, I'll bring you a proof that they're arguing about a large sukkah. Dikasani, the Mishnah says, Mishaya Rosha Varubo Basukha, persons whose head and most of his body fits inside the sukkah, Vilshulchana Basokha Bayas, and the table is inside the house, Beishame Poslin, Ubeis Hilo Machshirin. V'imisa, if it's according to what we said, that machlokus is about the size, it should have said machzekes, ve'enu machzekes mibayle. It should have said the machlokus is whether or not that's a good sukkah or not a good sukkah, whether it has a right shear or not. But by saying it's puzzle, doesn't necessarily tell me they're arguing about the size of the sukkah has to fit in the shulchan, but rather the person just can't do it because he might be drawn out of the sukkah or not. So therefore, again, the statement we said above is that Tzricha Shetei Mechazeka Jerusha Verubo V'Shulchano, that's the size of the shear. There's no proof that that's the opinion of Beis Shammai, because again, Beis Shammai might hold that fundamentally the sukkah can be smaller than that. It's just for technical reasons, we don't want the table to be outside. So Gemara says, V'Sukkah Ketana Lo Pligi, you're telling me that they don't argue about a small sukkah? V'hatana, doesn't the following brisa tell us? Machzekes rosho v'rubo v'shulchano k'sheira. If the sukkah is able to hold the person's head and most of his body in the table, it's a good sukkah. And Rebbe Omer, ad sheyehei ba'arba amos al arba amos, that's not the shear. The shear has to be 4x4 amos, which is much larger, which is most likely around 6 feet by 6 feet, much larger than rosho v'rubo v'shulchano. V'tani idach, and yet another brisa says that Rebbe Omer, Kol sukkah she'ein ba arba amos al arba amos psula, and another brisa tells us that any sukkah that's not 4x4 amos is a pasul sukkah. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim respond to Rebbe, afilu einu machzekes ela rosh v'rubo k'sheira. Even and chachamim say no, as long as it holds the rosh v'rubo v'ilu shulchanu lo kasanim, but it doesn't mention the need for the table. So one brisa tells us that you have to have room for the table. One brisa says you don't have to have room for the table. Sigmar says, Kashina Hadati, these brises seem to contradict each other. Do you have to have room in the small sukkah for the table or not have to have room for the small sukkah? So Elalav Shmamina, do we not learn from here? Habeshame Habeshilo. Must be that one brise is Beshilo, that does not require the shulchan to be inside, and one brise is Beshame, that does require that the shulchan be inside. And the Gemara says further, an Amar Zutra Masnisan Nami Deka, small sukkah. Deka, Midakasani, Beshame Poslin, Beshilo Machshirin. The fact that this says puzzle, Vim Isa, if they're saying it's really, even based Shammai will agree, a small sukkah that doesn't fit a table is really kosher. It's just for technical reason, because you might get drawn outside, if the table's outside, that's why it's puzzle. Vim Isa, Beshama Omim Lo Yatso, Beshama Omim Yatsumi Baile. If it's really true that in a small sukkah everybody agrees, it shouldn't say puzzle, it should say Lo Yatso, not Yotze. Puzzle is a much stronger form, and it's disqualified. Lo Yatso sounds like Mikra Din, it's really a good sukkah. He's just not yotzei in a midrabanan way. Ve'ela, so that's the Gemara says. So then the Gemara says, okay. So now really they're arguing about a small sukkah. Again, the machlokas beis hilo beis shammai. There's two opinions of the Gemara. One opinion seems to say they're arguing only by a larger sukkah, and the machlokas is when the table's outside the larger sukkah. And this last approach is saying that they're arguing about a small sukkah, and when it's a small sukkah, whether you need room for a shulchan. So the Gemara says, it's El Akasha, there's Akasha. Why are they arguing about a large sukkah, or are they arguing about a small sukkah? So Mishahaya, the Mishahaya Mishnah, which sounds like it's a large sukkah they're arguing about, is Akasha to which what we just said, that they're arguing about a small sukkah. So the Gemara says, Li'olam, really, bit tarte pligi. They're arguing about both. Pligi besukkah katana, u pligi besukkah gadola. They're arguing about a small sukkah, and they're arguing about a large sukkah. V'chasur mechzere, and there's something missing in the brisa. V'halchi katani. This is what the Mishnah meant to say. Mi shehaya rosha v'rubo v'sukkah, person whose head and most of his body is able to fit in the sukkah, v'shulchan v'socha bayis, then, it's a large sukkah though, but his table happens to be situated in the house, beishame omrim lo yatza, you're not yotze that, u'beishil omrim yatza, beishil things you are yotze. Now a second machlokas the Mishnah records, v'she'enu machzekes elakadei rosha v'rubo bilvad. If the sukkah is so small, only has enough room to fit the guy's head and most of his body, beishame poslim and beishil machshirim. So here we see that they're arguing on both fronts. They're arguing on the size of the sukkah, whether the size has to have enough room for a shulchan, and they're also arguing about, even if it's a large sukkah, if the shulchan is outside this large sukkah, will that draw a person outside? Is there such a concern? So a number of interesting things come out of this discussion. One is that the it's brought down that the Mishnah Berurah himself brings down, I think it was a story also brought down, that the Moed Mizmanim writes that once the Chavetz Chaim, someone had the zechus of staying with the Chavetz Chaim on Sukkos, and when it came time to sleep that night, he noticed that the Chavetz Chaim was makbid to leave the shulchan inside the sukkah while they slept. So he asked the Chavetz Chaim why he did that. So he said, based on the Mordechai, which the Ramah brings down, that a person makes a sukkah, has to be, when you're eating it, has to be something you're able to sleep in, and when you're sleeping, it has to be something you're able to eat in. It has to have both elements at all given times. So therefore, he felt that when you're sleeping, it's possible for you to eat in it while you're sleeping in it. The Mordechai Mizmanim himself responds back that this clearly the Minhag Olam is not to leave the tables inside the sukkah when a person sleeps. At least people are not makbid to dafka leave it in. A lot of people fold up the table, put it off to the side, take it inside. Clearly that's not the Minhag Makom. So others argue and say you do not need to leave the table out while sleeping. Another thing that comes out here also is the Tosos on this long Tosos on the side here writes,
you sleep in the sukkah?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Depends on the season. Past year was pretty early, so it wasn't so bad. Sometimes it's later, it gets cold. So, actually, I will leave that point. Okay. Okay, let's go by turn now. The Gemara on the bottom now of Gimel and Aleph says that, quotes the following brisa. Man tana laha. Who is the one who authors the following brisa? The brisa says, Tanu Rabbanan. Bayis she'ein bo arba amos. You have a house that's less than 4x4 amos. It's less than 36 square feet, let's say. 6x6. So such a small house, patur min mezuzah. There's no need for a mezuzah. And the Gemara is going to explain each one individually. Min hamaka, there's no need to put a fence. The halacha is that if you have a roof where someone's able to go on, you have to put a fence around the roof. Veinu matame b'negoim. There's one of the halachas brought down is in a mitzvah in the Torah, that if you have a negom, you have tzaras in your house, so there's various halachas to that. So if the house is less than 4x4, amos, it's not going to be subject to the halachas of negom. Veino nechlet bebate arichoma. So this Rashi explains that the various halachas, if you sell a house in your Yerusha, in Eretz Yisrael, so you have a certain amount of time, you only have a year to redeem it. But if the house is so small, so then you're able to redeem it forever. You're not limited to that 1 year. You have the whenever you want, you can always redeem it because it's not considered a bias. The Ein Chozen Alav Me'orcha HaMelchama. One of the lachas is brought down in the end of Kiseitza, I think it is, that the Mushuach Melchama, the Kohen, who was anointed to be the leader of the go out to war, he'd make an announcement and say, various people, person who just got married within the year, go back to your wife. A person who just... planted a vineyard, he should go back. A person who just built a house should go back. He doesn't have to fight. All these various people are allowed to, they're exempt from fighting in the army. So one of them, again, as I just said, is someone who just built a house recently, he's allowed to go back. So only if the bias is larger than 4x4 amos. If it's smaller than 4x4 amos, it does not get a patur, an exemption from fighting in the war, in the battle. Ve'ein ma raven bo. And you don't do an Erev here. So the way it used to work in terms of making Erev Chatzeres, you had a bunch of houses that opened up to one courtyard. So you're only allowed to carry in Rosh Hashanah your own individual house. But you have a courtyard which is used by a number of different houses that had their opening up into the courtyard. So you make an Erev around. That's how we have an Erev. They all come together to build a string, a wall around this area. So let's say one of the houses is small, less than 4x4 amos. So this house... So this house does not have to give bread, because the way you make a chatzar into one rishus is everyone gives some money or gives some bread, flour, to make one pas, that bread combines everyone together. If there's a house that's so small, that's less than dollar by dollar, they're not obligated to put money into that pas to combine them into one chatzar. And then the Gemara says, v'ein mishatvin bo. Also, that the halachas are, let's say you have various chatzeres, various courtyards. Each courtyard had houses. You had a courtyard here, a courtyard here, courtyard, courtyard. In the middle was this mabul, this alleyway. So if you want to carry into this alleyway, all the courtyards now have to combine together to make this large alleyway into one area. So if a person has a small house in this area, he also does not have to join together with mishtatvin, mishutvis, in terms of joining together for this mabul. So when you have Erev Chatzeros, so you're supposed to take the pas and put it in one location. This has to be a bias. A person has such a small house, he's not allowed to hold the pas, the bread, in his house.
But it's such a small house, called even a house?
That's what we're saying, it's not called a house. That's what we're pointing out. Because it's so small, it's not considered a house, and that's why these halachas don't apply to it. The Gemara will explain one by one, each of them. And further, the Gemara says in Amr Beis now, Ve'ein os noso ibur ben shtei ayaros. So the halacha is that a person lives in a city, let's say, he has a tchumim, which means the tchum is you can only go 2,000 amos outside your city. So just in terms of walking, not carrying, walking. I have my city, I can walk inside the entire city. Once I leave the borders of the city, I have 2,000 amos to walk, and that's it. So let's say you have a city here and a city here. At what point are you able to view the two cities as one large city? How much space in between do we allow it? So if there's a house in the middle, with given the right dimensions, let's say it's, the Gemara is going to say the exact amount, but let's say 60 amos until this house and 60 amos to the next city, this house is able to combine both cities together, whereby I can walk through both cities and I'm not going outside my tchum. But let's say the house in the middle is a small house, less than dalad by dalad, then it will not be able to be ma'aber to combine both these cities together. Ve'ein ha'achin, the Gemara continues, v'shutvin cholkinbo. And also, let's say in terms of the Yerusha, a father left over a house that was less than dalad amos, well, the brothers were dividing it, or even partners who bought a house together, such a small house, you can't divide the house to brothers, it's too small to be divided. So these are the various halachas that I brought down that are related to a house that's so small. On the Tosas and the Amun Aleph, quotes from Yushami that adds some other applications of a bias that's so small. The Tosas says from the Yushami that one of the halachas is that a person, when he's outside in the field, so he doesn't have to take ma'aser from all his fruit. Only once he brings his fruit inside the house, now is there a chiv of taking ma'aser on it. So if a person brings his fruit into such a small house, that's not considered house. It will not make the ma'aser tevel. It will not obligate a person to take chuma and ma'aser for it. Let's say the Gemara in Yushalmi says, let's say a person makes a neder, I'm not going to enter into any house. He's allowed to enter into such a house because it's not considered a house. And then Tosas himself adds another one. The halacha is in Nar Murasa, a girl who's engaged and is violated, raped, or willingly. So the halacha is you have to take her Pesach Beis Ha'av. You have to bring her to the house, the entrance of the house of her father. If her father's house is so small, it's less than Dal B'Dalad, this halacha wouldn't apply either. And some Achronim add other ones. Rav Hurwitz says other halachas that relate to this is back in times of Mitzrayim, we had to put blood on the doorposts, on the bias. If you had such a small bias, you would not have to put dam on such a bias. And then last halacha brought down also is Eishes Shifas Torah, a woman who's taken to captivity from war, non-Jewish woman from the other side you took into captivity. There are a number of halachas. One of the halachas is, the pasuk says, V'yashu b'veisecha, she has to sit in your house. And she sits in your house, she grows her hair long, you shave her hair. If your house is so small, the halachas of Eishes Shifas Torah does not apply. All right, so a number of halachas apply to a bias. Okay, so Gemara now goes through each of these one by one. Lema, two lines from the top. Lema, Rebbe, Hiv, Lo, Rabbanan. Say that this whole Bryce is like Rebbe, but it's not like Rabbanan. Why? Because Rebbe held that the shear of a sukkah is able to be less than Dalad Amos, while Rebbe held above that it has to be large, it has to be Dalad by Dalad. No, the other way around, rather. Rebbe held, where do we see this Rebbe, by the way? Right, we saw above, right, that Rebbe held that sukkah has to be dalad by dalad, and Chacham held that could be less than dalad. So say that this Bryce that we just brought, that it's Rebbe, because Rebbe requires a sukkah to be dalad by dalad. So to a bias would have to be dalad by dalad. Anything less would not qualify as a bias. Chacham would argue in this whole Bryce that Chacham, just like they say by sukkah, it could be smaller than dalad by dalad. Also, they could acknowledge that a bias could also be considered a bias, even though it's less than dalad by dalad. So again, the Gemara says, Lema, Rebbe. Rebbe is the author who requires dalad by dalad. The Rabbanan, not the Rabbanan. And the Gemara responds, I feel tamer Rabbanan. You could even say that this Bryce is the opinion of Rabbanan. Ad kan lo kami Rabbanan hasam el in sukkah de diras arahi. Rabbanan only say this, that a sukkah can be so small, less than dal by dal, because the sukkah, the whole definition of a sukkah, is meant to be a temporary dwelling. So that's why it can be small. Aval lagale bayis, the dearest kevahu, a house which is supposed to be a permanent dwelling space, afilu mod rabban, even the rabban agreed, that he is be dal amos al dal amos dairi beinshi. If it's 4x4 amos, 6x6 feet, a person will live in such a house. Vilo, if it's not that big, low dairi beinshi, a person wouldn't live in such a small house. So again, the rabban are mechalik between the dearest kevah and the dearest arai. A deer sarai could be very small, that's a sukkah, but if it comes to bias, a deer's keva, that has to be at least dal by dal, and even Rabban will agree to all the halachas we just delineated. Now, Gemara says, Amar Mar, pater min a mezuzah, min a ma'aka, it's pater from a mezuzah, such a house, it's pater from the building a fence on top of the roof, vei matamet b'negoim, and if it's a terrace on the house, on the walls of the house, it's not subject to the halachas of negoim, vei nechla b'bate arichoma, and if you buy the house, you sell the house rather, normally you only have a year to redeem it back. But this case, since it's not a house, you have more than a year, you could redeem it whenever you want, you could buy it back from the person who you sold it to. As we said before, that you don't have to go, normally if you have a house you just built, you'll have to leave, you're exempt, a leave of absence for going to finishing the house here. But if the house is so small, you don't get to go back. My time, what's the reason for those four we just mentioned? Were they four? Five we just mentioned? The bias ksiv behe kula, because it says the word bias in all of them. You look at Rashi, Dibur Maska Kula bias ksiv behe, he brings all psukim, all those five places has the lashon of bias. So it has to be a bias, dal 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 is a bias, less than that, it's not considered a bias, since it's less than that, it's not subject to these halachas. What about Eruvei Chatzeros, says the Gemara? Ein manichim bo, no, sorry, I skipped. Ve'ein maravim bo. You can't, when it comes to Erev, this house is so small, they don't have to give money towards the bread. Vein mishtatvim bo, also, they're not obligated to come together for the mavoi. Again, the Erev is about the chatzer, with all the houses, and the mavoi is combining all the different chatzeros. That's what mishtatvim bo means. Vein manichim bo Erev, and third halach is...
So how do you call it? Eruvei chatzerot, and for the mevuot?
Shituf mevuot, right.
That's how you call it today?
Yeah.
Shituf mevuot. So Eruvei chatzerot and Shituf mevuot.
Right.
So Eruvei chatzerot is a smaller scale, Shituf mevuot is a larger scale.
Yeah, so let's see if I get a good picture here of the...
And that's for caring on Shabbos.
Right. Yeah, like this, for example. Sorry. This would be like a chatzer. The houses up into a chatzer. That's Eir chateros.
Yeah.
And this is the mavoi. These are many chateros. But the mavoi in between, mm-hmm. That's where I'm going to do the mavoi.
Shitu femivot.
Right.
My taima.
Again, and the third halacha again, b'ein manichim bo'erv, and the pas that they bring together to be ma'ariv everybody, that pas cannot be placed in this small house. So what's the reason for those three halachas? That you don't have to give. First, you don't have to give money towards the bread, and once they have a bread for the entire Erev, it has to be in somebody's house. It cannot be placed in this person's house.
Wow.
They don't have to give money towards the pas.
It's in regards to Eruv Chatzerot.
Right.
And what is Ve'en Manichim Bo Eruv?
Once you have the bread,
yeah,
you have to place it in somebody's house.
Uh-huh.
You cannot place it in this person's house. It's too small.
Uh-huh.
My time. What's the reasoning? The lo chazir l'dira, because this house is too small, it's not considered a livable space. And part of the halachas of Erev and Shtufei Mavos, you have to have, it's all about living space, dira. Gemara says, Eruvei chatzeros ein manichim bo. You can't place the Erev chatzeros in such a house because such a house is so small. Aval shituf manichim bo, but the shituf, but the mavoi, the pas they bring together for the mavoi, for the larger one, that's implied that it can be placed in such a house. My time, and what's the reason why you can place the pas for the mavoi in such a house? The lo gara mechatzer shebemavoi. It's no worse than the chatzer and the mavoi. The lacha is, as we'll see in a second, that when it comes to joining together for the mavoi, because the mavoi is joining together the chatzeros. So again, the air of chatzeros joins together houses. So that's why the pas has to be placed in house. The mavoi is joining together chatzeros, so the mavoi has to be, the pas has to be placed in a chatzer, not in a house. So when you place this this pas into such a small house, we just completely ignore it as being a house and becomes a chatzer. We view it as a chatzer as opposed to a bias. It's just we ignore the fact that there are walls here because it's not a living space, and it's no different than a chatzer. So just like you place the pas of a mavoi in a chatzer, you can also place it in such a small bias. So So the Gemara says, how do we know this? The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Eruvei Chatzeros b'chatzer, the Erev Chatzeros is placed in the Chatzer. This is a mistake. We'll see in a second. You place the Erev Chatzeros in the Chatzer, and Shitufei Mavoi, Mimavoi, and you place the Shitufei Mavoi in the Mavoi. Vavid and Bal, the Gemara asks, Eruvei Chatzeros b'chatzer? You place the Erev Chatzeros, you place the bread in the Chatzer. V'hatzanan, the Mishnah tells us, Hanosin Me'eruvei b'bayis, Shar Achsadra, Marpesis, Eino Erev. Person who places the Erev in the Beis Shar, in like the gatekeeper's house, or an Achsadra, or some type of outer area, or Marpesis, or a little balcony, Eino Erev. That's not a good place to place the Erev. V'adarsham, someone who lives there, Eino Oser, someone who lives in those places does not Oser anybody else. So we see you can place it in the Chatzer. You can place the Erev Chatzer in the Chatzer or anywhere else. El Gemara means to say is Ema Eruvei Chatzeres Bebayis Shebechatzer. You have to place the pas of the Erev Chatzeres in a house that is part of this Chatzer. V'shitufoi Mavos Bechatzer Shebemavoi. And you place the pas that joins together the Mavos, you place that in the Chatzer, a Chatzer that's part of this Mavoi. And then we say, V'hai, this case of this small house, is lo gara mi-chatzer shebe-mavoi. It's no weaker, no worse than the chatzer. So just like the pas that joins together the mavoi is supposed to be placed in a chatzer, so too the pas can be placed in such a small house because this small house is not considered a bias. It's actually similar, more similar to that of a chatzer. Says the Gemara further, v'ein osin osa ibor bein shtei ayaros. So we said that before, I have a nice picture, if you want to hear this picture about the, see the two large cities there, and there's a little house in between. So depending on the distance of these cities to the house, this house is able to combine them. But this house is so small, it can't combine the two. So the question is, why is that true? Vein osin osa ibor ben shtei agaros. It can't combine together these two cities. Lashon the ibor Rashi says has to do with a muberes, that it's a woman who's pregnant. It kind of combines. It adds side. Adds shear to it. That's the lashon of ibor. So you cannot, such a small house cannot be ma'aber these two cities together. Dafilu kiburganin lo mashvinale. It's not even like a kiburganin. What's purganin? Rashi says. Does Rashi tell us? Rashi says it's some type of tent that they used to make out of reeds and ravos for the people, the watchmen, to watch over the fruit or to watch over to bird watching or bird catching, but very small little huts. So this is not even that good. At least the huts are, what's the reason? What's the difference that a burgon, if a person has a burgonin in the middle, that burgonin can combine the two cities. But even though this bais, it's so small, isn't even like that. Why? My taima, burganin chazir l'masayu, v'haylo chazir l'masayu. At least the burganin is fit for some type of use to it. The person could sleep there overnight for one person.
And this bite, no?
But this house is so small.
4x4, no?
Less than 4x4.
Oh, less.
But still, I guess that's a, okay, it's still not, right. So Rashi explains. You see, look at that. Rashi, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wide lines down. In the middle of the line says, Hallo Chazi Lemosa. This house is not Chazi for anything. The Chol Bayis Asuri Lediras Keva Tamid. This five wide, the wider lines down. Hallo Chazi Lemosa, in the middle of the line. The Chol Bayis, every house, Asuri Lediras Keva Tamid. The Bayis is meant to be something more Keva. Less than 4x4 is not Keva. You could live there, Arai. But it's meant to be keva, so it's not considered a house. This burganin, even though it's smaller than the 4x4, but it's meant to be temporary. So it serves the purpose that it's meant to be, which is a small place to sleep overnight.
So why don't we call it burganin? For the purpose of...
It's a good question. I guess since a person is clearly trying to make it into a house, that's his intention, so it doesn't qualify.
But in regards to the halacha, it's ibur ben shtei arots. It's not a house. It's
broken. I hear it's a very good question, but again, I would say, since a person built it, trying to make it into a house and doesn't qualify,
but
it becomes
it's
not
nothing. A house. It's automatically, you know, less than a house. What is less than a house? Broken.
I hear.
Unless he's calling it my house.
Making new halacha.
I'm saying this is my house, and they say no. It's, sorry, it's not.
If he calls it a burgen, then it's a burgen.
Yeah, oh, it's my burgen. Oh, wait a minute.
Okay. I guess something like that you have to say, right? Okay. Says the Gemara further now. Ve'ein ha'achin v'ashut v'necholken bo. And you have brothers who, let's say, got this small house as a Yerusha. Or you have partners who bought this house together. You cannot divide it. It's too small to divide it. Taima. Why? Taima de less be dal amos. The only reason is because there's less than dal amos. We can't divide something so small. Is be dal amos, but let's say it does have dal amos. You can split it. You can divide it in half. Is that really true? Could you really divide a house that's dal by dal in half? V'hatanan, doesn't the mission tell us? Ein cholken es achatzer, adshi hebo arba amos lezeh, v'arba amos lezeh. You can only divide the chatzer if there's four amos to both, meaning you have to have a total of eight amos to begin with, so when everyone's left with at least four amos. So how could you infer from here that if it's four amos, you could split it up, giving each person half only, which is less than four amos, two by two, not two by two exactly, but two by four each. So how could that be the implication here? You have to have four by four for each partner. So Ella Ema rather say as follows, Ein bo din chaluka kechatzer, doesn't have the same halachas of dividing a chatzer. Dama Rav Huna, chatzer lefi pischa mischalakas. Ah, okay, right. That, again, Rav Huna held that a chatzer, it goes according to the entranceways, mischalakas. What does that mean, entranceways? So let's say the chatzer, and we had the picture before, everyone gets dal amos in front of their entranceway. In there, you split between all the various houses. If one of the houses there is so small, he doesn't even get the dal amos in front of the house like the other houses get. That's what it's talking about. Not that you divide the house itself, he doesn't get the din chaluka when it comes to chatzer. He doesn't get those bonus, those four amos in front of his house like all the other houses. So let's read that inside. Again, ela ema ein bo din chaluka ki chatzer. De amar Rav Huna chatzer lefi pascha mischalakas. Each entrance to the house, or the chatzer to the house, they get four amos in front of the house. Rav Chista Amar Nosin Chol Pesach Pesach Arba Amos VaShar Cholkin Oso B'Shave. So each entranceway gets four amos, and the remainder is split equally among all the people living there. The Halni Mili Bais Dilmeheve Kai Yahav Nilei Chatzer. Every house that is meant to be established, meant to be their kavua, that person you give him part of the chatzer. But hi, this house Dilmeister Kai. This house is lemister. This house is going to be destroyed. It's not able to last. It's so small. It's not considered keva. Such a house does not get anything part of the chatzer. And that's what we mean when we say ein cholken es chatzer, ein ach and mishotvin cholken bo. In regards to, again, getting a chelek in the land. Okay, this is probably a good stopping point.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. We'll stop here. A little early.